Blog Talk Radio.
Touch me now.
Oh, Father, bring a healing power.
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
You are beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
Seasons in your head. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. You, Lord, we adore you. We worship you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, we magnify your name. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We bless you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. No other God like you. And so this morning, oh God, we surrender this service to you. We surrender our lives to you. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Almighty God. We surrender totally and completely to you. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Revive our spirit, revive our souls. We pray for a refreshing this morning in the name of Jesus. Refresh us, O God. Revive us, O God. Restore us, O God. Renew our strength, O God, in the name of Jesus. You are our strength. Your strength is made perfect, O God. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. So we are totally dependent on you. We cannot make it and we cannot do it. You are our source. You are our lifeline. And so we say thank you. You've never let us down. Thank you for always being with us. Even when we're doing the wrong things, you are right there with us. So, Almighty God, we say thank you this morning and every day of our lives. We say thank you. We thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. We thank you. We bless your name. Jehovah Jireh, we thank you. You provide. Thank you. You protect us. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Thank you for our families. We thank you for our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our friends. Oh, God, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Oh, Father God, thank you. We thank you, Lord, for salvation of our children, that the Holy Spirit will touch their hearts, that they will come into that saving grace, your saving grace, and receive you as the Lord and personal Savior. Those in our families that do not know you as the Lord and Savior, that they will come into that saving knowledge and receive you as the Lord and personal Savior. So, Father, we pray for that special grace of salvation to come to our family members and those that are connected to us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all the things that we've done that is not pleasing to you. Have mercy. Reach out your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us of sins of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory, and we cry out for mercy. Lord, in the name of Jesus, forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Jesus, you are the glory. You are the lifter of our heads. So, Lord, as we cry out to you and repent, O God, of all that we've done, things that we know of and things that we do not know of, O God, that you will forgive us and cleanse us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. In the name of Jesus, let the blood speak for us. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Oh, we soak this. Our environment in the blood of Jesus, our homes in the blood of Jesus, our families in the blood of Jesus, our children, grandchildren, spouses, those that are connected to us, oh God, the blood, let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just give you the glory. We give you the honor. Thank you. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Thank you. Let it flow like a tsunami in the airways. Let it flow like a tsunami. And remove everything that is not of God in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, walk after your righteousness. Teach us how to walk by the Spirit and not by flesh. Teach us, lead us, guide us into all truth. We pray for more grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for turning in the crooked places straight. We thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, flow and touch each and every one under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Father, we release your anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let it flow in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those that are sick and not feeling well. We pray for your healing in the name of Jesus. We pray for complete and total healing in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, they are healed in the name of Jesus. Make them whole again, oh God. Make them whole again, oh God. Make us whole again, oh God. Perfect all that concerns us, oh God, concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. Concern us physically, spiritually, mentally in the name of Jesus. Father, you say, I'm the Lord thy God. Is there anything too hard for me to do? Lord, there is nothing too hard for you to do. We trust you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Father, forgive us for murmuring and complaining. And let us keep our eyes on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of evangelism rest upon each and every one of us to win souls for the kingdom of God. Oh, Father God, that we reach out and let others know about Jesus, not only for what we say, but for how we live. The lives that we live bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus. And oh, Father, we just want to thank you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for divine favor. In the name of Jesus, We thank you for opening doors in the name of Jesus, all doors of opportunities in the name of Jesus, doors of blessings in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for opening our spiritual eyes, oh God, so that we can speak clearly in the name of Jesus and do not miss what you have in store for us. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We bless your name, hallelujah. Uriya masanderia, koriya masanderia, koromase. Uriya masanderia, kuya masanderia, kuriya masanderia, ko. Uriya masanderia, kuya masanderia, koromase. Uriya masanderia, kuya masen. Uriya masanderia, koromasanderia, ko. Uriya masanderia, koromasanderia, kaya masanderia, ko. Uriya masanderia, koromasanderia, korome. Ori am koromase teria koromase teria koromase. Ori amase teria koromase santa la karamase. And Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, O God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oria masanderiako. Hallelujah. We honor you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Welcome to those that are just joining us. We say welcome. Hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We worship him. Sometimes we wake up and we just so tired. Well, when we begin to praise God and think about all that he's done for us. Hallelujah. He deserved all praise. He deserved all glory. He deserved honor. Hallelujah. Regardless of whatever we're going through, continually praise his holy name. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. Hallelujah. He is God all by himself. Hallelujah. When we look back over our lives, I think this is a moment wherever you are. Just begin to bless him. Think about what he's done and what he's doing in your life. And just begin to praise his name. Hallelujah. Some of us should not be here. We are only here because of his grace. So many people have passed on. Hallelujah. But God kept us. And we say, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah chapter 54, we're going to look at one or two scriptures in there. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as I bring this word forth, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I am behind the cross, Lord. All of you and none of me. Let your word come forth in the an anointing of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for for the word that is coming forth. Give us revelation. Give us understanding, O God. In the name of Jesus, anoint my lips, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As we were worshiping, the Lord showed me something, and then that's what I love, worship. Because when you worship, he releases a lot of things to you. Hallelujah. But what he showed me, and I'm going to share this with you, and we're going to use Isaiah 54 so you can see it. The Lord showed me about a bone. He showed me a bone. When you have a fracture or your bone is broken, there always that bone or is out of place. Let's say it's out of place. There has to be a resetting. A resetting of the bones. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And to reset the bones is painful for those of you who know what it means to break a bone. You know, when it comes to that resetting in the name of Jesus. And sometimes you have your bones need to be reset and get out of place, because sometimes we're doing things sometimes some of the little things we do it gets out of place. I mean, maybe too much activities or whatever it is, but there is the bone has, so when it gets out of place, it has to be reset. Amen, in the name of Jesus, and something to reset. And sometimes think about it, when your fingers or your hands, and sometimes even if you don't have to have a fracture, sometimes you feel something out of place in your joints, and then you got to pull your finger back, pull it and put it back in place. And you always, there's always a pulling, and then it comes back in place. But within that time, that pulling, it hurts. It hurts for something to be reset. Amen. Reset in alignment. Because if the bone is not reset in the right way, it will, oh my God, it's not going to be look good first, and it's not going to function the same way that the Lord had made it to function, because it's not set back into the way God wants it to be reset. Hallelujah. Amen. And there are times people have, and you cannot do too much when the bone is not set back into order. It's like our lives. Many times our lives might be go one way, and we need to come back into a reset, resetting of our lives, resetting of our destiny. And the reset, there comes a time, is stretching, and you stretch the person, you stretch, and then you come into the reset, because you have to stretch. Put it like that. For the doctor, or when the medical doctor got to stretch out the hands or stretch out the legs, whatever part, and then it comes back into divine, into order. Amen? In the name of Jesus. So I'm going to look at this scripture, Isaiah 54. Sing, O barren, thou that didst bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. But number two is this: enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not. Strengthen thy cords and strengthen thy sticks. Enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy sticks. Hallelujah. Enlarge. And there are times we pray to the Lord, I need increase of this and increase of that. And we pray these prayers like Jabez prayed in 1 Chronicles 4:10. He said, and Jabez called unto the God of Israel, if only you will bless me and enlarge my territory. May your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted the request, Jabez. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge. When God has to enlarge our territory, there always has to be a stretching. And many times, we are not comfortable with the stretching. As a matter of fact, because we're not, some of us not comfortable with the stretching, we prefer to stay in a place that we're comfortable. We do not want, we don't want that pain. Because anytime the Lord enlarges our territory or stretch us out, it might look in the eyes of others, or there's a promotion, but it's not an easy thing. The more he enlarges your territory, the more he increases you. It comes with more responsibilities, more obligations, and he expects the most out of you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes that's why I said be careful how you pray. We jump up and down and we sing and dance. Oh, divine promotion, divine acceleration. And we be praising, yes, but it comes with a price. Because when he comes in to stretch us and to enlarge our tent, and to do these things in our life, you go through a period of pain. You go through pain and different types of pain. Your testimony becomes even more greater because now when he's stretching you, you're going through some stuff that you've never been through before. But Apostle, I just asked for promotion. Where am I being? Where am I going to? God doesn't like me. No, he likes you. He loves you. Even if you don't ask for promotion, it is yours. And so he stretches you. Well, stretching sometimes, stretching means learning new things. Learning, and that means taking time. Stretching me, taking more time to pray. Stretching me, studying. Your Bible is not business as usual. It's not. It's not business as usual. And the reason most times Christians are stagnant because nobody likes that stretching or that enlargement. We want it, but we don't understand the revelation. Comes with being enlarged and being stretched. You want to be on the center stage, but with that effort, your life will be open. All the pastors and leaders and bishops that have the mega churches, their lives are not private anymore. So if you come even in the world elevation, when you before you became a before a president became a president, they're living quietly or whatever way. But when you become a president, everything is open. And now God requires more responsibility because God has stretched you. He has promoted you. With promotion in your job, you get more responsibility. He expects more of you. You can't be promoted and you can't be stretched and want to do the same thing that you did before promotion came. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Because, hallelujah, God is stretching and setting, enlarging your territory. Amen, in the name of Jesus, you're getting more paid, but you got to do more work. You get more pain, but you're more vulnerable. Vulnerable, you went to nursing school to become a nurse. You become a registered nurse right in the time of the pandemic. And you didn't think this was coming. But by the time the pandemic came, now you are new nurse. And, of course, they need you. Oh, my God. And you didn't think it was going to be like that. Now you got to go into that field with everything else. And it's like you almost want to run back. But that's a stretching. You did not expect that. But that is a stretching. Hallelujah. So when I'm not saying don't ask for it. I ask for it. You ask for it because you don't want to be. You want for God to stretch you. As you are stretched, he takes you deeper because he has sticks. It's like you're stretching the tent. You can't just stretch the tent. You got to dig deeper. And when the winds come, nothing happens. Amen. In the name of Jesus, as he stretches you, you're supposed to become stronger. God will not just drop things. You have to learn. You have to seek things. It takes a lot to be stretched. And there are times we want to quit and we want to be comfortable, but God wants to use a vessel that is willing to be stretched. Use a vessel that wants to be enlarged. Enlarge your territory. Okay, I want to go to this. If you're in a village, and you ask God to enlarge your territory, he's thinking you're going to school, and after you're not going to stay in the village. He's going to take you into the city. You're going to learn a lot anytime. There's a lot that takes it, and you require to know these things. It comes with responsibilities. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In life, but as Jabez prayed, he said, if only you will bless me, enlarge my territory. That's good. Bless and enlarge. May your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. You want God when is in the order, divine order. I'm not talking about some of us who want to do our own thing. If it's the will of God and he begins to stretch out here, the pain will come, but he will be with you. He stretched David, but he was with David. David said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil. He was there. David was running all over the place. So I was behind him. David was promoted, but it took a while. Saul was after him. He went through a lot of stuff, but he finally came to that place that God wanted him. If he had given up, and what would have happened? He wouldn't have been one of the greatest kings. In fact, the greatest king of Israel. Stretching. It takes a lot. Hallelujah. And if you want to go deeper, let's look. Look at the Hebrew boys. Hallelujah. Commitment. just stood on when you, when God stressed you, you got to stand on integrity. You got to stand on his truth. And look what happened. Look at Daniel. Even though you might, you are right, but there will be things that will come against you because God is stretching. And after all that Daniel went through, he was promoted. After all that the Hebrew boys went through, he was promoted. After all that King David went through, God, he was elevated. Most importantly, Jesus Christ shall live to redeem mankind back to God. Went through the pains and suffering. You see that stretching, that stretching, that period of pain and suffering. That's therefore God has had to exalt him above all. His name is above all because of the stretching, the pains and the sufferings and all that he went through. Joseph was stretched. He had a great destiny, but he went, look what he went through. His brothers put him in a pit, Potiphar's house, and prison before he finally got where God wanted him to. Stretching. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying to you, like I started with the bone set, when that bone is stretched out, it puts into the proper alignment. The alignment, I'm not talking about the world alignment. I'm talking about God's alignment. God's plans and purpose for our lives. And I'm not saying this to say to you, be, oh, don't act for, don't stay in that place that you are. We all need to be stretched. Don't be comfortable. God wants to use you as a vessel, and his grace is sufficient for us. His grace is sufficient. When you go through the valley and you go through the trials and you go through different things, he's right there with us. There's nothing going to happen if we just keep our eyes focused. The disciples were stretched. Jesus Christ was stretched. Hallelujah. So he says, stretch forth thy tent. And if you take time to read the whole Isaiah 54, you see the blessing in lies the place of thy tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, let them thy cords and strengthen thy sticks. And you read it, he says, for thou break forth on the right hand and on the left, thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate place cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thy confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker is thy husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith the Lord. For a woman have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little while, I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sown that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn. I will not be rough with thee nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that have mercy on thee. all thy afflicted that tossed with tempest and not confronted. Behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires. And I will make the windows of a gate and the gates of carbuncles and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they surely shall gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee, fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire for his work, and I have created the whisper to destroy. 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against thee in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Thank you, Lord, that for your grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your empowerment. We thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. We thank you, Lord, for your knowledge. We thank you, Lord, for the stretching. We thank you for acceleration, promotion. We thank you, Lord, for divine assistance. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that you've never left us and you will never leave us nor forsake us. So, Father God, as we have come into this season, we thank you for releasing more grace. We thank you, Lord, for courage and boldness that the Holy Spirit is empowering us to fulfill your purpose for our destinies. We thank you, Lord, for choosing us as vessels so that you can stretch us. You are the glory and the lifter of our hands. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and his and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Remember, he's right there with you. God bless you.